True Wealth Spotlight, Episode 8. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the True Wealth Spotlight. My name is Rick Lehman, and I'm delighted to have my bride and partner, Cassie Lehman, here with me today.
Hi, Rick.
And this is the podcast dedicated to helping you discover true wealth at the intersection of faith, finances, and family values. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about Cassie's newly launched book, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market. But first, this podcast is brought to you by Beacon Wealth Consultants, a wealth management firm that specializes in biblically responsible investing. You can learn more at beaconwealth.com. So, Cassie, we just came back from the Kingdom Advisors Conference where you launched your new book, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market. So, tell us first how you chose such an intriguing title such as that.
Well, it's just true. That's the true story. Really, when I was thinking about my journey, and the book is really my testimony about the fact that I had been away from church for about 20 years, and that was before you and I started dating. And then really, I had to start learning about biblically responsible investing because that's what you did in your business. Right. And it was about a year that I took to really learn about biblical investing, what God has to say about money. And that's really what got me back to reading the Bible, back to being a regular churchgoer, and it brought me back to my Christian roots. And so I truly did find Jesus in the stock market.
Okay, and what about the subtitle? How biblically responsible investing can change your heart too. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I think in the past, I would say I did not have a lot of convictions about anything. So some of the things that we screen out of our portfolios, like abortion or addictions or pornography, I was very neutral on all of those subjects. And I would say it doesn't have anything to do with me. You will have to, you know, if you'll have to respond to God about that on your own. So I really wouldn't debate anybody about it. I would say, this is your choice, whatever your choice, I'm neutral. And what I really learned when I started reading the Bible and understanding, you know, how God would have us live, that something like abortion, which goes against one of the commandments, do not kill, that we really do need to take a stand and we do need to defend, you know, babies who are losing their lives on a daily basis because of the abortion industry. So it really changed my heart in terms of once I felt like I had a better understanding of what God was calling us to do, that I was more willing to take a stand, and it really did change my heart. It made me very sad for some of the things that go on in our world about abortion, about pornography, about women being taken advantage of, about marriages crumbling, you know, because of pornography. So right. It really did change my heart, and it made me sad about a lot of issues.
And that provoked you to action.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, in the book, we talk a lot about biblical investing as just a way to align your values, your beliefs, and your investments. So when you say take action, you know, once I really understood those things, I said, wow, how can I invest in these things, in these companies that promote these activities? Or how can I even help anybody else to invest in them when I know that's not really what God wants us to do?
Right. So, Cassie, I know you don't consider yourself a writer. So what was the impetus or the inspiration for writing this, your second book?
Well, in September, I was at a C12 group meeting, and I think we've talked about that before. C12 group is a business coaching and peer group for Christian CEOs. And in one of the segments, we had a video by Buck Jacobs, who's the founder of C12 and someone I admire very much. And he talked about the fact that we should really be sharing our testimony more. And I think it just kind of touched a nerve, because in his video, it kind of took me back to before, my before story, before I was a believer, and made me reflect on how much my life has changed, about the challenges I was facing. I was not hopeful in any way. I had no sense of hope. And to see where I am now, it's such an amazing transformation. Like, I feel an amazing transformation. And Buck was saying to all of us, not just to me, why don't you share your story with other people? Because they need to know what kind of transformation is possible. And I won't say that was the closing, though. That was like my tap on the shoulder. And then it was a number of other events that happened very quickly after that. I met a good friend, Esther Hughes, who's a book and speaking coach. And I said, I think I need to talk to you because I'm getting this feeling I'm supposed to write this book. And she said to me, Cassie, just write that book. You just write that book. And, you know, there were just a number of things that lined up that really confirmed that God was, you know, urging me to write this book.
Okay, cool. So let's dig in here a little bit. Tell us more about your story and how coming to this place of investigating biblically responsible investing and how that intersection impacted your own faith journey. You kind of gave us a 30,000 foot view at the outset, but well, what was your life like before you started on that quest? And how specifically is it now different?
Well, before, so I was an independent financial advisor, and that kind of jumps in the middle of my story, I guess. I mean, I grew up in church, and I loved my church, and still love the church where I grew up. But once I went to college, I really got away from church completely, and got very much into, you know, the corporate world and competition and how do you claw your way to the top and will it ever be enough? And I never felt like it was enough, never. And so I was never settled. I never had any peace. I just always felt like I had to be going and going and going. There was no rest. And I was very committed to school always. I love learning. So I have a bachelor's degree in physical therapy. I got a master's degree in adult education and then also an MBA in finance. And once I got that MBA, I actually left a very solid job in a hospital, took a 50% pay cut to start my whole life over as a financial advisor. And it really, looking back, it's just not wise. I mean, as a parent, you just don't want to see your kid make that kind of a choice. But, you know, I was a hustler and I was like, I'm going to make it happen. And I did. And I worked really hard. I ended up then going independent. I left a big Wall Street firm and I went independent. But interestingly, I guess when I met you, you know, and you talk about this, Rick wrote the foreword to my book. When I met Rick, I said, wow, he's so churchy.
Right.
And that really was concerning to me. I was like, I don't know if I can walk down that road. But I did start going back to church and I found another church that I loved and reminded me a lot of the church that I grew up in. And it was really, Rick, really, you served as the guide for me in this journey. And I was very skeptical. And I would like to say I asked all these, you know, gentle probing questions about BRI.
No, they weren't gentle.
But I was, it was aggressive, like, prove it to me, prove it. And Rick, being a wise man, did not go to battle with me at all. He just really pointed me in the right direction. So every time I would come to you, Rick, with a question, he would say, okay, the next thing you need to do is go through the core training at Kingdom Advisors. Or the next thing you need to do is go through Dan Hart's BRI training modules through Kingdom Advisors. Or, you know, listen to webinars or read books or interview people. I had lots of conversations, and Rick, you introduced me to a lot of people along the way that helped me, what I say, really build the case, because it wasn't so much of a step of faith for me. I wish it was. I would just been like, okay, I just believe this is right and this is what I should do. But I wanted proof, and I felt like I got it really from all the work that I did.
So, Cassie, what did you learn about yourself in this process? And then what did you learn about investing, not only as a financial professional, but as a steward of what's really God's money?
Well, what did I learn about myself? I think I mentioned before that I really have some strong beliefs, and I feel really good about that. I feel at peace more than I've ever felt before. I found out that I'm really a Jesus girl at heart. I never knew that, but I really am just so much happier in this life than I ever was. And just, you know, surrounding myself with other believers. And one of my challenges in the past always, I felt Christians were very judgmental and sometimes mean-spirited and
hypocritical.
And while that might be true sometimes, I mean, it's not just the Christians, but what I really did was surround myself with people who were believers, who wanted to pour into me, who wanted to love me and teach me all that, you know, God had planned for me, really. And so that was just amazing transformation for me, because I think my whole life I felt like I was never good enough. Mm. And that was a real, real big change for me. In terms of what I learned about investing, and it's interesting that I kind of learned this on my journey. Not that I didn't learn it in my MBA program, because I did, but at the very basic level, when we are investors, we're owners of a company. And of course, we all know that on some level, but we've really lost that today because of mutual funds and so many kinds of investments. And we just were like, I don't really know what I'm invested in. And what I really learned was, if there are certain things that I don't believe in and I don't want to be a part of, whether that's socially responsible investing or biblically responsible investing, wherever you stand, I mean, you should really take a look at your investments and know what you're supporting. Because if you are against abortion and you take a look at your investments and see that maybe 40% of your money is going toward companies that you don't believe in and you don't want to support, I mean, it's very hard not to have a clear conscience about that. And here's the thing, once you realize it, once you find out that that's true, how do you just dismiss that? You can't. And so that's what really changed about investing for me. There are certain companies that we don't want to support those business practices, and then other companies who are really looking to be a blessing. And those are the kind of companies that we really want to lift up and help them to succeed. You know, a lot of companies that are doing things like curing cancer and diseases, things that you just never could imagine 20 years ago would be happening. So there are tons and tons of good companies out there, and that's what I think people don't realize.
Okay, great. So kind of in wrapping up here, what would you most wish for the readers of your book or the listeners of this podcast to take away from it?
I really want, I guess there's two parts to the book, right? There's the testimony and there's what I learned about investing. And so one is, in terms of investing, I really want people to open their minds to understand the impact of their investing. Because this is just one part where people can be very dismissive, right? So they say, well, I am a tither and I don't have any debt, and therefore I'm squared with my money. and they're really missing this investing piece. Not just, okay, well, we're not going to invest in these business practices, but you can really have an impact with your money, a big impact in cutting off funds to companies you don't believe in and supporting companies that you do believe in. And I know I'm not the only financial advisor to go through this, but I think Vinny Curavilla said this last week at the conference, there's nothing like a clean conscience.
Right.
And what a big impact it can have on you when you make these changes, you feel really good about the way you're investing. And I would be the first one to say there are a lot of other things that I need to work on in my life. And
well, we all do.
And I'm not perfect and I don't claim to be, but I feel pretty square about my investing and how God would look at my investment dollars. And it's something that, even though I'm passionate about it, I mean, I don't really think about it that much because I just know that I've taken that step and I just have a real clear conscience about it. And I just, I don't know, I have a lot of joy in my heart.
Mm. So that's really around having aligned your investment dollars with God's purposes.
Absolutely, yes. In this world. Yes.
Okay, that is so cool. All right, so lastly, how can our listeners get a copy of your book?
Well, the easiest way to do that is either to go to Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble. And really, if you just put the title in, it'll come up. It's the only one.
Right,
I Found Jesus in the Stock Market. If you want to read a little bit about the book, you can also go to our website and there's a link to Amazon there also. And I would also share that all of our profits from the book are going to go to pregnancy centers that we support. I felt very compelled to write this book, but as you mentioned, I don't really think of myself as an author. So we just really wanted to bless some pregnancy centers with the money so that they can continue to do the work that we love and support.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's it for this episode of the True Wealth Spotlight. We'd be so grateful if you'd take a moment to rate our podcast on iTunes, and that helps us tremendously with keeping our podcast visible so that folks who haven't yet heard of it can discover it for the first time. If you've already done this, we certainly thank you. This has been the True Wealth Spotlight, building your dreams and preserving your values.
Beacon Wealth Consultants is a registered investment advisor under the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission.